Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Gaza's health ministry has said 104 people have been killed since strikes intensified on the region yesterday. The Israeli military said that it has now resumed enforcing the Gaza ceasefire agreement after a series of strikes across the enclave, which it claimed took place in response to Hamas violations. Well, Leila Molana Allen is a special correspondent with PBS and is on the line now. Leila, thank you for joining us this morning. We know that Benjamin Netanyahu ordered these strikes on Tuesday evening after there was a firefight between Palestinian militants and Israeli troops. Will you explain how it came to this point?
Yes, so what appears to have happened, Israel's military says that the yellow line, just to explain, is the line in the Gaza Strip that the Israeli military have pulled behind according to the ceasefire deal. Now, that's currently still about half of the territory in Gaza. They are then supposed to pull back further as this deal progresses, but that's where they're standing. Now, officially, what they say is that any entry into that area, they will then attack if anybody comes in. They've demarcated that line. What they say happened is that a group of Israeli soldiers were dismantling a tunnel on that side, on the east side of the yellow line, when they were attacked by gunfire and one of the soldiers was killed. And they say that there were then several anti-tank missiles launched at another one of those vehicles. No one was hurt in that attack, but one Israeli soldier was killed. Now, it's not just that, but also we still have the ongoing issue of the bodies of the deceased hostages being returned to Israel. Hamas says that they need time to find the ones that they still don't know where they are, that are beneath rubble. They've been looking. There are 13 bodies left. On Monday, they were due to return a body and one was returned. And the Israeli government then complained that actually it wasn't a new deceased hostage. It was more remains of a body they had already found in at the end of 2023. So for those two reasons, Netanyahu said that the ceasefire had been breached and he ordered a massive round of strikes, dozens of strikes across Gaza City and Beit Lahia in the north, Burej and Nusayrat camps in the centre of Gaza, and Khan Yunus in the south. 104 people killed so far, 250 injured, including 46 children killed.
Yeah, I'm just looking at comments that came from the Israeli Defence Minister this morning, Israel Katz. I mean, it's very aggressive language, given that we are in this delicate phase of the ceasefire. He's saying there'll be no immunity for anyone in the leadership of the terrorist organization Hamas, neither for those in suits nor for those hiding in the tunnels. Whoever raises a hand against an Israeli soldier will face severe consequences. I mean, clearly there are well-founded fears now for the future of the ceasefire.
That's absolutely right. And what we must remember, of course, is that the Israeli side really didn't want to enter into the ceasefire, certainly not the government, although there had been lots of calls from within the Israeli military to end this war that has killed a lot of Israeli soldiers. When President Trump several weeks ago pushed the ceasefire through, we had a very disgruntled Benjamin Netanyahu at that press conference, who consistently kept saying as they were announcing it, oh, but if Hamas does this, oh, but if Hamas does that. So it really was under sufferance that he entered this deal in the first place. So it's unsurprising that any violation, or what they consider to be a violation, will be retaliated against. But there are great concerns that the retaliations, as they see it, sort of punishments for Hamas violating ceasefire, are hugely out of scale with what those violations are. Now, this happened just over a week ago, quite early on into the ceasefire. We saw 2 days last weekend of repeated Israeli strikes in response to what they called violations by Hamas. A whole bunch of American officials flew out to the States flew out to Israel last week, including J.D. Vance, the vice president, to try and convince Netanyahu basically to not respond in such an aggressive way to violations. You know, but dozens of strikes in response to one attack just doesn't seem to be in the scale of anything that people want for the ceasefire moving forward. It seems very clear that Benjamin Netanyahu has completely ignored that, once again launched huge strikes in response to this. And the other issue, of course, is that on both occasions with these violations, Hamas has said, oh, we had nothing to do with that. They have said, we weren't in Rafah yesterday and we had nothing to do with this attack. just over the yellow line. There are, of course, multiple groups of militants operating in Gaza. So it's not just Hamas, and it's not necessarily the case that Hamas is either in contact in this destroyed strip with all its militants, or indeed that every group is going to be loyal to them, is going to abide by the ceasefire. So the big danger here is that if any kind of attack or violation, of course, which there will be from these multiple groups, is considered to be Hamas actively trying to breach the ceasefire, it seems like it's very unsteady and weak, and that Israel's almost looking for an opportunity to get out of it, and certainly to not have to pull back any further than they already are. Israeli soldiers have been saying they're very concerned about this deal because they essentially feel like they're sitting ducks in this yellow line area, that they're not allowed to retaliate. So certainly there has been pressure from their commanders that they want to be able to retaliate when they feel they're being attacked. It's deeply unsteady, and it's likely we're going to see more of these attacks moving forward.
Leila, thank you for bringing us up to date on that one. That's Leila Malana Allen, who is special correspondent with PBS. Later on this morning, Brian O'Connell will report on Cork's first alcohol-free bar. But next, Marion McKeown profiles this rising star, Zohran Mamdani, as he leads in the polls to become the next mayor of New York City.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.